Welcome to this week's edition of the Mr. Science Show. Welcome to another week of the Mr. Science Show. I'm Mark West. Something new we're doing this week on Mr. Science is reviewing various scientific books, podcasts, and websites, and I plan to do a few of these throughout the year. So first off, the book we're going to review today is called The Discovery of the Hobbit, The Scientific Breakthrough That Changed the Face of Human History. It's by Mike Morwood and Penny Van Oosterzee, and it's published by Random House Australia. Now, there are not many books that combine world-changing scientific discovery with political intrigue, soap opera relationships, and international feuds. Mike Morwood and Penny Van Oosterzee take us on an amazing journey, detailing the astonishing discovery of a hominid species which lived as recently as 12,000 years ago, long after Homo sapiens emerged from Africa and colonized the rest of the world. The hobbits, as they were called, of the Indonesian island of Flores, were only a meter tall, hunted pygmy elephants and giant rats, and were hunted by fierce Komodo dragons. The discovery of the hobbit, by Professor Morwood from the University of New England, an Australian co-leader of the discovery team, kept me intrigued and entertained throughout my 7 hours that I was stuck in Townsville recently. And although I paid an airport price for the book, at $35 for 7 hours entertainment, considering my options, it was probably worth it. Morwood, who co-wrote the book with science writer Oosterzee, who's famous for Where Worlds Collide, The Wallace Line, and Dragon Bones, The Story of Peking Man, took a diary throughout the archaeological dig, and details not only the scientific discovery, but gives an insider's account into the personal relationships and ego clashes across international borders that threatened to destroy the scientific evidence, take credit from the researchers, and leave the hobbit bones in the bottom of an Indonesian university. The authors tell of how Professor Tiku Jacob, the father of Indonesian paleoanthropology, took the bones, much to Morwood's disgust, and whilst in his care, were irreparably damaged. The relationship between Morwood and Jacob was clearly not good, and Morwood reveals how Jacob almost took over the entire operation and all the credit not long after the bones were discovered. It was these conflicts, based more around ego and ideology than science, that threatened to bring down the discovery. Morwood, normally a teetotaler, took up drinking and smoking homegrown Indonesian products. Such was the stress caused by Jacob, the claims by Australian scientists Dr. Alan Thorne and Professor Henneberg that the hobbits were just deformed modern humans, and the spiriting away to Germany of some remains for DNA testing without permission. There were disputes between Morwood and colleague Professor Peter Brown over the nickname Hobbit, bureaucratic bungles and cultural hurdles to overcome, and this was even before any robust scientific discussion could be undertaken. Morwood gives a fascinating explanation of his theories of the human evolution that brought about the Homo floresiensis, that indeed it was an ancient hominid species that had undergone generations of island dwarfing, of which Morwood also gives an interesting account, rather than Homo sapiens or even Homo erectus. A fascinating book that balances a wealth of scientific detail with great storytelling, something rare in a science book. It doesn't treat the reader as a dope or make science unapproachable, nor does it trivialise the astonishing discoveries for the sake of storytelling.
Welcome to Science Talk Australia for the 17th of January 2007.
My podcast review this week is of Science Talk Australia by Darren Osborne, which can be found at sciencetalk.libsyn.com. I should declare at the start that Darren is a friend of mine, and we've worked together on Diffusion and the Beer Drinking Scientists, which will soon get its own podcast, so thanks to those who gave us some feedback. But that said, as a previous editor of The Helix magazine, among other science and science communication qualifications, he knows what he's talking about. Science Talk Australia is one of the few science podcasts that actually ask the researchers about their work. Each episode generally centres around an interview. The topics are all breaking stories, and Darren not only covers the scientific research angle, but also teases out from the researchers why we should care about their work. What is the context of their results? How does it affect us? This is something I like. It's very listenable, approachable, informative, and has recently been expanded to include breaking news and a quiz. It appears in my iTunes fortnightly, and at the time of writing is one spot ahead of this one in the Australian iTunes science list, the bugger. Recent interviews include conversations with Dr. Severance McLaughlin from the University of Adelaide about how a mother's lifestyle before conception can affect her offspring, and Dr. Russell Keast of Deakin University, who found that caffeine does not have the flavour-enhancing qualities claimed by soft drink manufacturers. My website review is of easternblot.net. That's authored by Eva and a bloke called Ed. As is probably obvious, I really like science resources and websites that make science accessible and put science in a social context. Because let's face it, science is interesting, relevant, and fun. I stumbled across easternblot.net through random conversations over at MySpace, and now it's a mainstay of my feed reader. The mission statement of the site is: science is involved in everything we see and do, and likewise, there is an aspect of non-science in all scientific research. Easternblot.net points out both sides of the story by highlighting the science behind the news or everyday things, or by pointing out the social or artistic aspects of science. So how cool is that? The site tackles various topics, with my favourite tags being arts and crafts, caffeine, chemistry, communication, and music. They also do reviews, and I must admit this spurred me on to finally do some reviews of my own. There's also plenty of links to other sites, so check it out. Speaking of reviews, feel free to leave comments about this podcast on my website at www.mrscienceshow.com. And you can also leave comments on iTunes with regards to the podcast. You can drop me an email, or you can even dig the podcast. So why don't you look up Mr. Science at Dig? Dig is great, as I can see what episodes people like and what other science podcasts are popular, as well as giving me a little bit of exposure. So get over to digdigg.com and check it out. Thanks again for joining me. My name's Mark West, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you in the near future. See ya. The Mr. Science Show, your weekly prescription of popular science. We talk about the science that you want to hear about in a social context. This show is produced and presented by Mark West, and you can check out www.mrscienceshow.com. Write me any emails or leave any comments there. I'd love to hear from you.